you know, so if you just turn something on, then all of a sudden things can start popping at you from every direction. It's, hey, how you doing? And so one thing is closing down the portals as much as possible, especially for spiritual practice. But early in the morning, having a sense of urgency to complete one's practice within those times when you know you won't be disturbed. It's a very practical matter, you know, organizing around that principle. And being fortified and ready to not be disturbed by the provocation of others by chanting in that environment that's peaceful, and you can actually be, as Satyadeva Prabhu says, be present for the holy name. This is a mantra that I think of when I'm chanting, is make sure that I'm present while the holy name's going on. I'm not somewhere else. I keep coming back. This morning I was thinking of a verse as I was chanting, came into my mind, Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janaya Yashuvairagyam Gyanam Chayara Haitukam, that by serving Krishna, you automatically get knowledge and detachment from the world. And you can artificially not react to provocation from others, but that may not last for very long. But if you get some real knowledge and detachment from serving Krishna, especially chanting the holy name, and you're present for the holy name, and you feel the association of Krishna and his holy name, then you actually can develop a sense of real attachment that's beyond a way of, you know, any kind of technique. And I'm not saying that's what you were referring to, but I'm saying that there is a kind of intrinsic calmness that one gets from the mercy of the holy name and chanting. And so I guess tying the two points together, it's very important to be vigilant, to take advantage of the opportunities for seclusion and quietude to practice hearing and chanting when you have them. Because inevitably, you don't take it for granted. It's a gift. Don't take it for granted and think, I'll chant later or something like that. Because there are too many other distractions that will fill the void or fill the silence, and then it will distract you later. Malini.
I have a question, Prabhuji. In point number 3, one should not become a source of anxiety to others by actions of his body, but the thoughts of his mind, or by his words. We may have caused some kind of anxiety to some others by our words, but unintentionally, but we didn't realize that we did. And then later, after some time, we found out that we did. So, what should we do at that point? Because the other person might have actually forgotten, and then there is no anxiety for them. So what should we do at that
point? Write him a letter. Okay. And tell him this is what happened. And you may have forgotten by now, but I'm just remembering now, and I apologize for what happened. Mm-hmm. I find when those things come up, and then you clear it out by making sure that you apologize just in case, then you get in that culture and that habit of being non-offensive to other living entities. And because I'm just coming out of the animal species, although I have a human body, there's a way in which I, you know, through sort of a human chauvinism, I think that I'm better than the animals, and then through false ego, I think I'm better than others, and I've offended so many people. And when, you know, if you do some service for those that you feel you've offended also, Jagai Madai. Madai had actually perpetrated the offense against Lord Nityananda. Both of them were drunken madmen. And Lord Nityananda decided that he would go and save them. even though everyone in the town said, don't go there, they'll attack you, you know, this will be a disaster. In fact, they'll become more violent and they'll come after us. But Lord Nityananda was determined to show how merciful Lord Chaitanya was. So he went there and he began requesting them to chant Hare Krishna, and Madai smashed Lord Nityananda on the head with a pot, and he drew blood and made a cut. And then Lord Chaitanya heard about it, and he came running there, and he invoked his chakra, and he was going to slay Madai. But then in the course of that, Jagai had surrendered to Lord Nityananda, and then when Madai was going to hit Nityananda again, Jagai had stopped Madai and said, no, don't do that. Don't you see he's a saintly person? So when Lord Chaitanya came and was going to punish them both, Lord Nityananda begged for their clemency and said, if you destroy them, then it'll ruin your mission of complete compassion for others. And so finally, Madai also saw this merciful nature of Lord Nityananda and surrendered. And both of them were delivered by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who incidentally, because they had surrendered, he took on all their sins. And his body, which is normally golden, it turned blackish. And he said, why are you all looking at me? How do I look? And Advaita Acharya said, you look just like Krishna. And the sins, he had taken on those sins and delivered them. But still, Madai was, after he had become a Vaishnav and was respected, and you'll see that Jagai and Madai are branches on the Chaitanya tree. It wasn't just a light thing, but they actually were taken in by Lord Chaitanya and accepted wholly. And Madai was thinking over and over again how he had injured Lord Nityananda, and he had hit him on the head with this pot. And so finally, one day, in the most repentant mood, he came to Lord Chaitanya and he fell at his feet and he begged him, please, how can I rectify this and all the sins that I've committed through my life to so many people? I offended everybody. I went out of my way to offend people. And Lord Chaitanya told him, now you go build a bathing ghat that everyone can come to. Along the bank of the Ganges, there's some places that are accessible, some that aren't. So when somebody builds a bathing ghat, everyone will go to that place so they can bathe in Ganga. And Madai, with his own hands, he got all the rocks and he cleared the brush and everything, and he made this bathing ghat. So Madai's ghat was there. And he then all the people would come to that ghat to take bath in the Ganga, and he would be there waiting for them, and he would beg everyone who came to the ghat for forgiveness for any offense he had caused to them. And this mood of going back and making sure that you don't offend other living entities with your mind, your body, or words, this is the way of a Vaishnav. I saw in Vrindavan once, I was doing my parikram around Vrindavan. So in Vrindavan, you can walk around Vrindavan. It's so beautiful. Of course, it can be, nowadays there's so much construction and stuff. But anyway, in the old days, you could just walk right around, no problem. Nowadays, actually, last year wasn't so bad. The roads are getting a little better. Did you go around? The roads they put down are, I guess they're okay. Anyway, there used to be no traffic or anything. Anyway, one day I was walking around the last section of the Vrindavan Parikram, and I saw a sadhu sitting there. He was doing some japa or something like that. And every time someone would walk by on the path, he would offer his obeisances. In other words, he was offering obeisances to every living entity coming by. He would get down and offer obeisances. I was with my friend, and we got down and offered obeisances to him. He was kind of surprised, because you know, most people were just walking by. And Shivananda Sen, when he took a dog onto the party that was going from Navadvip to Jagannath Puri, they used to travel, did the devotees, from Navadvipa every year to see Lord Chaitanya. It was a big festival, but it was a long trip. You know, it's a long trip anyway, even by train these days. I mean, it's overnight, but it travels difficult. And what to speak of traveling by foot all that way, and there's so many arrangements to be made. So Shivananda Sen would make those arrangements to cross over rivers, to make sure there was lodging, to make sure there was prasadam for all the devotees on that walking trip from Jagannath to Jagannath Puri from Navadvipa. And one day a dog came and joined the party, and Shivananda Sen took him in as one of the Vaishnavas. I heard a morning walk. You know, Prabhupada, sometimes when dogs would come, he would say, hut, 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 and it would scare them away. And it's, if they're especially aggressive, sometimes he'd put up his stick like that and they'd go, run away. So the devotees, they saw Prabhupada do that, so they sometimes would say, hut, hut, and try that. And so on one morning walk, there was this dog that was coming, and one of the devotees was going, hut, hut, and Prabhupada said, no, no, he wants to come with us. He sees that we're here. Prabhupada said it in such a sweet, genuine way. You know, it's like, yeah, don't you recognize? He's a Vaishnav. He wants to come with us. So Shivananda Sen was like that, because a devotee doesn't discriminate. He sees any living entity as part and parcel of Krishna and wants to give opportunity and mercy. So this dog came and joined the party, and Shivananda Sen told the cook to make sure that you cook for it every night and you make this special rice so the dog can eat. And it was just a street dog, but he was a Vaishnav, so he joined the party. And Shivananda Sen was busy taking care of arrangements. He came back one night and the dog was gone, and he said, where's the dog? And everyone said, we don't know. And he asked the cook, did you feed him? And he said, no, I forgot. And Shivananda Sen was very upset, and then all the other devotees became upset. I mean, he had taken care of that dog even when they crossed over the rivers, and the boat, the toll taker would say, no dogs. And Shivananda Sen would slip him some extra money, pay him off, and, okay, bring the dog. That's how much he wanted the dog to come with them, to be part of that. That's the nature of Vaishnavas. They're compassionate to all living beings. And then Shivananda Sen was so upset that the dog wasn't taken care of properly, and they walked the rest of the way to Puri feeling morose because they had lost this dog along the way. And when they got to Jagannath Puri and then finally come to see Lord Chaitanya, who was sitting in his courtyard, he was taking, was Lord Chaitanya, prasadam. And there the dog was, sitting at Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. And as dogs sometimes do, you know, he was begging for something. There's a dog in Vrindavan. I swear he must have a wristwatch, because at Prem Kishore's house, he shows up on time every day. At about 2 o'clock, when the rotis are coming off and there's prasadam ready, the dog just shows up. And I said, how does he know what time it is? It's 2 o'clock and he's here. We checked him for a wristwatch. That dog was there with Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya was taking remnants from his own plate and throwing them to the dog, his green coconut pulp. And the dog would sit there and he would catch it, and he was taking that prasadam. And Lord Chaitanya was saying, chant, chant, chant Krishna. And so the dog, Krishna. And that dog went back to Godhead. But my point was, when Shivananda Sen and the devotees came into the courtyard, they were so amazed that the dog was there. But Shivananda Sen, he came and offered obeisances to the dog to counteract his offenses to the dog. This is genuine how he was feeling in his heart, that he made an offense to another living entity, who especially was a Vaishnava, but he was in the body of a dog. But he saw that kind of... that was his vision. So he offered obeisances to the dog, saying, you know, please forgive me for offending you, for not making your rice for you. So this is the kind of mood that the devotee's in, always making sure that it doesn't make an offense to other people. You notice devotees, if they bump into one another, they go like this, you know, excuse me, and not just, you know, plow right through. And it doesn't matter, step on people and such. Shraddha?
Prabhuji, what to do if the person that you have offended is no longer in this world?
if the person's no longer in the world, then and you, it depends on the offense and the person. This is in the Hari Nam Chintamani. I think I'll have to relook about when the person's already gone. But if there's no reciprocation from the person, then you're supposed to go on chanting Hare Krishna incessantly. Oh, I think we're almost out of time. Okay.
I want to talk about pets.
Pets?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, my father always suggests not to keep pets because we usually offend them, and also sometimes we take away from their normal life, that is like sex and all these things. So is it okay to keep pets or not okay? Because now you told the story. One day he offended because of he kept a pet. He kept that dog with him. That's why he offended him. So if you don't keep, you will not offend. So is it okay to keep or is it not okay to keep?
Well, as far as having dependents in general, you know, just because you think you're going to offend them or something like that. I mean, anybody, there's always a risk when you have social interaction with people or pets or anything like that, but you do your due diligence. I mean, when you have friends or children or anything like that, you know, you have to be careful, and there will be friction or instances when there'll be some so-called offense, but it doesn't mean that, you know, we don't have children, we don't have pets, and we don't have disciples, and we don't have interaction with anybody. So is it okay to have pets? If you have some service for them, I mean, everyone should have some service, really. So, you know, like there are cats. There's a cat that lives in the Brooklyn Temple. And she has a service to do. I won't go into the details. But she does her service in Dallas Temple also. The cat has a legitimate service, and you can see she's fired up. You know, she feels connected. And dogs, they can do some service. But just to keep, you know, if they don't have some service, generally, you know, keeping a pet is, especially if you're doing the Panchrat Trikvidhi, and if you keep them in your house or something like that, there could be complications because, you know, if dogs are jumping on you and things like that, it's how do you stay clean and such if you're going on the altar, things like that. So if you live on a farm or something like that and you can... I'm just giving my own personal recommendation. It's better for the animal anyway. But, you know, there's some indication Vaishnavs sometimes have pets. I mean, I'll tell you why. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya said at once, he made some proclamation about Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He said, even a dog in the home of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is dear to me. What to speak of his son-in-law. you know. And anyway, it's not that animals like to live with humans. Certain animals are domesticated and they like to live around humans. That's what their nature is. Yes, Charlene.
Is it considered selfish to love an animal?
Is it selfish to love an animal?
Yeah, because we want to keep them as pets, and then it's wrong to keep them.
No, it's not selfish. Like I say, if they have some service to do, they have every right to live. And you know, people who take care of pets. You know, generally in human society, people have all kinds of pets. In Hastinapur, they have kept elephants. Nobody can afford that anymore. But that was a sign of opulence to keep all these elephants, you know. But they eat tons of food every day. So kings would have all kinds of elephant pets. And, you know, Prabhupada told them to have pets in Mayapur, to have some animals and things like that. Because, you know, people will come to see the animals and things like that. And they're legitimately part of the whole the family and village and everything like that. So it's not selfish to keep animals unless you, you know, don't have service for them and or if you don't take care of them properly. Yes.
Prabhupada, I was just wondering, how about getting
these are some interesting questions, by the way.
How about just getting, you know, there could be a situation, a risk of getting too attached to the pets. Because you're in and out with them, and you take care of them, you know. King Bharata, I was just thinking about the story.
Yeah, that's true. Unless they're devotees.
Yeah, in that way, is it better not to keep pets?
If they have service, and they're, you know, and they're doing their service, then, you know, if you're attached to them based on a spiritual relationship, then there's no harm. It's non-reactive. But if you simply become attached to the form of a dog and you start, you know, working for the Border Collie Association because you love Border Collies, you might be in trouble. When you go, when you're dying, you might think of your poor Border Collies. So everything's based on our... in our you know, is it a spiritual relationship or is it for sense gratification? You know, is it are we mingling out of whimsy, or is there some purpose? You know, so animals have a good purpose in society. They can do all kinds of service and be part of, you know, part of human society, or we can be part of their society. It's more like cows domesticated humans. There's a book about that. It raises the question: were humans domesticate cows, or cows domesticate humans? But having cows around as pets—that's what Krishna does. He's got a whole planet full of them. That's Goloka Vrindavan. That's where we're going, hopefully. And so, you know, Surabhirabhi Palayantam. It means he keeps Surabhi cows as pets. So, you know, on an acre of land in the country, in a Vedic society, that you're going to see animals around. And people will take care of the animals. Even they'll put out for the bugs, you know, for the little ants and insects, they'll put out rice flour so they can eat also. That's the duty of a householder, to feed everybody. And not just humans, and not just the humans you like. But, you know, you should be in this generous mood that everyone come and eat, and feed all the animals and feed everybody. Everyone should be taken care of. And then some animals will start hanging around, and they can get some service. Try to engage them. We try to engage everybody, including animals. We should have a little pack, one of those, you know, like we've had kitty packs, and we have the door hanger pack. We should have a little pet pack, too. It could have the story of Shivan and the Sane, and maybe a little prasadam dog biscuit or something like that. Something. All right? Any last thing? Okay, so we went over rather carefully this verse. Anyarevahur vidyaya, anyarahur avidyaya, iti shushumatiranam yenastad vichakshire. And we read it 1.5 times. And the idea was that within every section, there's so much information, especially if you look at it in a practical sense, as if you're going to apply it in your own life. And you look at it and you say, how can I assimilate this? How can I actually use it? And if you take one of these principles that is being mentioned here and you apply it to your life, then you'll have success and you'll have bliss and knowledge in your life. So that's the purpose of this verse, to instruct us in that way about the great adventure of human life, that we have the opportunity to culture this kind of knowledge. It's an act to assimilate intellectual knowledge, morality, and this takes place through education and exposing ourselves to a process. So that's our Krishna consciousness movement. So now we're going to have an artik ceremony, and we'll put all the books away and all the asanas, and then we'll stand up and sing to our heart's content. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Shivananda Sen ki jai, Shivananda Sen's dog ki
jai,
Gaur Premanande Haribo.
Hare Krishna Mataji.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacharishatadine. Jaya Jaya Gaura Chandera Rutiko Shoba. Chandavitatavane Jagamana Loba. Jaga Jana Mana Loba. Jaga Jana Mana Loba. Gaurangera Rotik Shobha Jaga Janamana Lobha. Gaurangera Rotik Shobha Jaga Janamana Lobha. Jaga Jana Mana Lobha. Jaga Jana Mana Lobha. Haribol, 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 Nitai Gaur, Haribol. Nitai Gaur Haribol, Haribol. bol, Hari bol, Nithai Gaura Hari bol. Dake ne nitai chan ba me garadhada. Nikate advaita shini Vashachadara Voshi Ache Gaura Chan Ratna Singhasane Arati kore na brahma Arideva gane Nara hari ari kore chamaradulaya Sanjaya Mukunda Basu Gaushari Gaya Shankha Bhaje Gandha Bhaje Bhaje Karatala Madhura Mridanga Bhaje Paramarasala Madhur 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 Bhaje Madhur, madhur, madhur bhaje Shankha bhaje, Ganta bhaje Madhur, madhur, madhur bhaje Shankha bhaje, Ganta bhaje Madhur, madhur, madhur bhaje Madhur, madhur, madhur bhaje Madhur, madhur, madhur bhaje Hari bol, hari bol, hari bol, Nithai Gaura hari bol. Nithai Gaura hari bol, hari bol, hari bol, Gaura hari bol. Bahu Koti Chandra Jinni Badana Ujwala Bahu Koti Chandra Jini Vadana Hujwala Gala deshe vana mala kore jala mala. Shiva Shuka Narada Preme Gada Gada Bakati Vinoda Deke Gaurara Sampada Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Shri Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gauranga, 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 Nitai Gauranga. Jai Satchinandana, Jai Satchinandana, Jai Satchinandana, Jai Satchinandana, Jai Satchinandana, Gaura Hare, Gaura Hare, Gaura Hare. Gaura Hare, Gaura Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol. Nitai go Haribo, 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 Haribo. Jaya Radha Madana Mohan Radha Madana Mohan Radhe. Jaya Radha Madana Mohan Radha Madana Mohan Radhe. Jai Jai Prabhupada 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 Prabhupada. Nitai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bo.
Jai.
Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivraj Gacharya Shtotarishtashi Shimad Shila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Gosai Maharaj Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavindi Ki Namacharya Shila Haridas Thakur Ki Prems Gaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Radhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktivindi Ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gokobina Shamkund Radhakund Giri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Tham Ki Shri Mayapur Navadeep Gam Ki Tulsi Devi Bhakti Devi Ki Jamuna Devi Ganga Devi Ki Samaveta Bhakti Vrinda Ki All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande Aribo. Namaste Narasinghaya. Prahlaladadadayane. Hiranyakashipurvakshaha Shilatanka nakalaye Ito nishingha parato nishingho Yato yato yami tato nishingha Bahir nishingho ridaye nishingho Nrsinghamading sharanam prapadye Om Namo Bhagavate Narasinghaya Namastejas Tejase Avir Avir Bhava Vajranaka Vajradamstra Karmasayan Randaya Randaya Damo Grasa Grasa Om Swaha Abhayam Abhayam Atmani Bhuishta Om Shraum Vagisha yasya vadane lakshmir yasya chavakshasi yasyaste hridaye samvit tamnashinga maham bhaje prahlada hridaya ladam bhaktya vidya vidaranam shararindura chingbande parindra varanam harim shri nashinga jai nashinga jai jai nashinga prahlada desha jaya padma mukha padma bringa Ugraupani Ugraivayam Sabhaktanam Rakeshari Keshariva Sapotanam Anyesha Mugavikramaha Tavakara Kamala Varena Kamadhuta Singam Dalita Iranya Kashi Putanubingam Keshavadrita Nadahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Tavakara Kamala Hare Na Bhuta Shinga Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tarubhinga Tavakara kamala varena kamadhuta shringam Dalita iranya kashiputa rubingam Keshavadhita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Tavakara Kamala Varena Arita Singha Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tarubhinga Kesha Nam Gai Gaura Madhur Svare Nam Gai Gaura Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nam Gai Gaura Madhurishvare Grihe Tako Bane Tako Sharari Bole Tako Sukhe dhukhe bhulo nako varne hari nam koro re. Nam gai gaura madhurishvare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gai Gaura Madhurishvare Maya Jalle Baddha Hoye Acho Miche Kajaloye Ekono chetana pe Radha Madhav nam bolore Nam gai gauram madhurishvare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nam Gai Gaura Madhurishvare Jivana Hoilo Shesh Na Bhajile Rishikesh Jivana Thakur Bhakti Vino Rupa Rikshik Parnam Rashe Matore Thakur Nam Gai Gaura Madhurishvare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Gai Gaura Madhurishvare
Nam Gai Gaura Madhurushvare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radhara Manohari Govinda Jaya Jaya Radhara Manohari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai Radhara Manohari Govinda Jai Jai Radhara Manohari Govinda Jai Jai Nitai Gaura Haribol, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribol. Shriman Mahaprabhu Ki, Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohanji Ki, Shri Shri Lakshmi Nishingadev Ki, Gopre Manande. Itai Gaura Haribo, 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 Gaura Haribo.
Is anybody here for the first time tonight? We'll take a quick survey. Pardon me? Your parents, the first time coming here, we'd like to welcome them if we may. Where are they coming from?
India.
Your mother is there, and where's your father? Yeah. Right there. Thank you very much for coming. Would you introduce them, please?
The last time I came here, so I was very much happy.
Hold on. Coming again. One sec.
We'll get to. We want to broadcast this. This is a big deal.
3 months back, I came here. I was very much happy. I thought of coming. I just like keep on postponing. Today, I got like chance, so I came here.
And tell us about your parents.
Yeah, like they came for last month, so they'll be here for the 6 months.
6 months.
Yeah.
Haribol.
So they will come here. I think so. Like we got like daily. Like they'll get a chance.
Oh, very happy to have your parents here.
Yeah.
Sure. And where are they coming from?
We are staying here only.
Yeah, but they came from India, no?
Yeah.
Which part?
Andhra Pradesh, Hyderabad.
Andhra Pradesh, our favorite part. Let's have a hand for Andhra Pradesh. Haribol. Andhra ki jai. Lord Nrisimhadev ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Anyone else here for the first time? Second time? Multiple times? Give yourself a hand. Yes, because this is the formula. Multiple exposures to the holy name. This process, just by being in contact with the chanting, with the association of devotees, satam prasangam amavirya sambido bhavanti hritkarna rasayanakata tach joshanad ashu apavargavartmani shradaratir bhaktir anukramishuti, that there's a process in the material world called pavarga, which means that we have to work hard and at the end we die and start all over again and there's nothing to show for it. But by just adding the association of devotees, sadhu sangha, satam prasangam, that vibration that comes from the devotees, it lifts us out of the process of birth, death, old age, and disease. And instead of, what is it? Pavarga means that you have to work very, very hard. This is the nature of the material world, right? Or is it just me? Pavarga, very hard. But in the spiritual world, there's no hard work. There's no working. Sound good to you? No working, and there are airplanes, but no business trips. Pleasure trips only. There's no mail. There's no mail that comes from business mail. It's all just spiritual. There are love letters to Krishna and things like that. But there's the supreme boss. The main boss is there, right? And pavarga. And in that process, there's no death. It's a deathless place. So just by repeated exposure to the holy name, even though this material world has a tendency to be morose, right? You don't seem too morose. You want to play mridanga? All right, go ahead.
Sing. Sing. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol.
We definitely have a future kirtaniya here. You ready? Okay. So by association of devotees and hearing and chanting, then we become free from the process of birth, death, old age, and disease, and we head back home, back to Godhead, and that's what we're all doing here. And in the process, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us some service. He asked everyone to distribute the fruits of love of God, and anyone who does that, even a little bit, becomes connected to the spiritual world. It's that easy. By taking this service that Mahaprabhu has offered, he said everyone can distribute Krishna consciousness. Do it in your own way. Everyone has a way of doing it. But distribute it. Give it this benefit to other people. So if you take that open order that's given to everybody, then you're connected to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You're connected to the spiritual world. And here at ISV, we've organized around this principle that we're just going to take the whole order. Anything Mahaprabhu said, anything that came down through Rupa Goswami said, we'll just take it and we'll apply it to our lives. And everything that we hear about, and that's why we're listening so carefully. We want to hear more. We want to hear more instructions so we can apply them to our life, because we're convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that these are coming from the spiritual world and that by following them we'll go back home, back to Godhead. Other people aren't so convinced. You can show them a Bhagavad Gita and they might think, well, I don't know what this is, but you're nice, I'll take it. And then a few years later, they'll open it and they'll read it, and then they'll become convinced also. There are many, many people who come to Krishna consciousness and begin their path back to Godhead just by hearing from a devotee, just by getting a book, taking some prasadam, and they start the process. So we come here, we take it ourselves, and we go out and distribute to others as much as possible. And tonight we are about to reveal the identities of those who have cooked in the kitchen. Tonight it's been kept as a secret up until this point. The judges have not allowed this information to come out, but now it'll be revealed. Who were the cooks tonight here at ISV in the kitchen? Yashoda Kumar and Nitya Navina Haribo! Are they here? Are the cooks here? Could they step out just for a second? Let's see if we can get them to come out here. Here's Yashoda Kumar Haribo! Haribo! Is Nitya Navina here also? Okay, we have to be loud enough so she hears us down there. Are you ready? So let's hear for Nitya Navina. Haribo! Thank you very much. And also tonight there's opportunities for making advancement by staying for a few minutes after the prasadam to help clean the temple room. Ramananda Sakha Prabhu, Hari Sankirtan Prabhu. Usually they're offering service. People come to me all the time and say, we can't get in India, we can't get service. No one will let us do anything. It's true, right? Yeah. You're here at ISV. You got as much service as you could possibly want anytime. We're expanding unlimitedly. We have service. We'll give it to practically anybody. What do you say about that?
We have only 2 or 3 people, so we can take if anybody's interested.
2 or 3 opportunities tonight if somebody wants to help clean the temple. Thank you very much. Mark, right? Mark. This is Mark, is a volunteer. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Anyone else? You'll take 2 more? Anyone want to help? Haribo! Thank you, Vinod. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Are there any other announcements?
Yeah, I have one more service request. So currently, as many of you know, that every evening somebody prepares a bhoga and offers to the Lord. So, but Sunita Machaji is going to India for the next 5 weeks. So she basically brings on Thursday and Friday. So we have for the next 5 Thursdays and Fridays vacancies available. If anybody wants to prepare bhoga and bring it, please contact me or Pooja. Basically, you need to bring like very small offering like dai, rice dal sabji or roti sabji something and sweet by 7:45 p.m. so that they can make the offering here. And I'll give you the details if you want. You can contact me. A few slots are already taken, but there are still few more available. So if anybody is interested, please contact.
Oh, that's a big opportunity. Thank you very much, Hari Sankirtan Prabhu. Let's hear it for Hari Sankirtan Prabhu. Any other announcements? Then we're going to sing a beautiful song written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And it's all about how all of the senses that we have in our body are like networks. And they're networks leading to death. But through this miraculous form of yoga, bhakti yoga, one can control the senses, of which the tongue is the most voracious, just by taking Krishna prasadam. And while we do this, we're going to glorify Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, call for his help, glorify Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, call for their help. And the song starts off with Sharir Advijaja Jodendraya Tahika Jibe bile vishashogare taramaje jivayati lobamai sadurmati take jeta katina shankshare krishna varadoyamoy kori bare jihajai shaprasarana dilobai shenamrita pao radha krishna gunagao preme dako chaitanya nitai Akadina Shanti Pure Prabhu Advaitera Gare Dui Prabhu Bojane Voshilo Shakori Ashwadana Prabhu Bole Bhakta Gana Esha Krishna Aswadilo Hino Shakashwadane Krishna Prema Aishe Mane Se Preme Koro Aswadan Jara Buddhi Parihari Prasara Bhojana Kori Hari Hari Bolo Sarva Jan Baire Sachi Rangane Kabu Madhavendra Puri Prabhu Prasadanna Korena Bhoja Kaite Kaite Tara Ailo Prema Sudurba Bole Shuno Sanyasira Gan Mocha Ganta Pula Bari Dali Dalna Chachari Sachi Mata Kori Loranda Tara Shudha Bhakti Hari Bojana Kori Lohari Sura Samaya Nambyanja Jogi Jogi Pai Jaha Boge Ajha Betaha Hari Boli Kao Sabe Bai Krishnera Prasadana Shri Jagat Kori Dhanya Tripurari Nache Jahapai Tripurari Nache Jahapai Mabrashare Govinde Nam Brahmari Vaishnave Sapa Punyavatam Rajan Vishraso Daivachayat Prasare Sarvadukanam Hanirasyo Pajayate Prasanna Chetaso Yashu Udi Paryavatishate Bhagavatri Mahaprasare Ki Jai Gora Premanande Nitai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaura Hari Bol. Please come take prasadam, Hari Bol. So we'll be serving prasadam outside. It's not raining. Good news. Okay, not yet. So prasadam is you serve outside and you can sit inside and stay warm. Hare Krishna.